This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. President Biden opened an international climate summit today, pledging to accelerate cutting greenhouse gas emissions. CPR Sam Brash reports that goal aligns with Colorado's target.
The president told world leaders the U.S. would cut its emissions to half of 2005 levels by 2030. That nearly doubles a 2015 promise from the Obama administration.
We're bold. We're unwavering in the pursuit of jobs and innovation, science and discovery. We can do this. We must do this, and we will do this.
Colorado set a similar emissions reduction goal in 2019. But in both cases, environmental groups want President Biden and Governor Jared Polis to offer more policy details and explain exactly how the government will bring the target within reach. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Springs police say officers shot a suspected car thief this morning. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
According to CSPD, the suspect got out of the vehicle with an AR-15 rifle and was ordered to drop it. The department says officers tried to tase the suspect, but when that didn't work, CSPD says an officer shot the suspect, who was then taken to the hospital. Their condition is unknown. This is the second shooting by law enforcement in the area this week. On Monday, a Fountain police officer and a Colorado State trooper shot and killed a robbery suspect who they say had led authorities on a chase up the interstate. I'm Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Coming up, Health and Human Services Secretary on how the Biden administration is housing and handling unaccompanied migrant children at the border. That story is next. Methane is a major source of global warming. It's leaking from thousands of abandoned coal mines in Colorado. There's a way to get rid of it, but it doesn't make any money, so few people are doing it.
It's not really a question of, is this the most economically feasible thing to do? It's a question of, is this the right thing to do? And is this something that will improve our world? And I think it will.
CPR's Miguel Otarola visits a man who's trying to capture coal mine methane. That story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Denver is at 51 degrees, Colorado Springs 58, Vail 42, Grand Junction 64, Pueblo 72. This is CPR News.